Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's Friday night here on a hit of pod. I don't know, it feels like quarantine won't be going on much longer. I don't know. I just saw people like hanging out on their front lawn today, and they're all hanging out from 6 feet of distance, but it just doesn't seem like anyone's like scared anymore. And maybe people aren't scared. I think my mom's still scared. I know that I'm not scared of catching it. I'm just scared of like socializing. I'm honestly have like, I think I've developed social anxiety during this quarantine because you just stay inside all the time and it becomes scary to like talk to other people when there isn't the availability of just hitting leave meeting and then you just get to leave. I think I leave meeting in real life. Like that's how quickly I tend to get off things. It's like, all right, bye. And like leave it. My ex-boyfriend used to call it the Glazer exit. I would just like decide I needed to go and just stand up and go. And really give no precedent for it. I don't really understand lingering when you say you have to go, when you decide you want to go home and go to sleep or whatever it is. I don't understand the like, oh, I think I'm going to go pretty soon. And then just like talking about going, just go. And so when I decide to go, out of respect, I just wait. I don't linger and stay longer than I want to be there. I will leave your party or whatever, our lunch together as soon as I want to go. Because I wouldn't want someone to stay longer than they wanted to anyway. So I've been like doing, you know, even though on Zoom, it's super awkward when you leave a meeting because there's a lingering moment where you go goodbye. And then you have to like get your mouse and then like find the leave meeting. And there's that moment between saying goodbye and then going to your mouse. And it's really awkward. And people kind of like shut down and they stopped having the posture of being on Zoom. Like you can see glimpses of who people are in that split second between, okay, bye. Have a good day. Stay safe. Click like that in that little window is where humanity lies. I've been doing so many Zoom things. It was nice today because I did a lot today. I am so exhausted. It really took me a lot to muster up the energy to do this. And it's just talking into a microphone. I mean, come on. But it's sustaining an entertaining vibe. It's talking about things, trying to be quippy as you talk about them. It's trying to keep a ball up in the air. It's like, it's a volley. It's like it's a beach ball. It's a big beach ball. So it doesn't take much, but it's still, you got to be locked in when you're doing a podcast. And I did an interview with Bob Saget today for his podcast called Bob Saget Is Here For You. It was really fun. I love talking to him. But you know, and when I get done with these things, I just feel so, sometimes I'm just like, that wasn't that good. You weren't the best you could be. And I know it's like you do the best you can, but I honestly think I could start doing better on these things if I'm a little bit more mindful going into them. Like before Bob's, I just like kind of, you know, I got ready, I blow dried my hair, I went out and I ate breakfast. I like, what I did, I went to like a 12-step type meeting thing, but I wasn't focused on like being funny and being in a zone where it was fun to talk to Bob Saget. And I think that I'm not going to be hard on myself. I was still entertaining. It was a great interview. But if I just get locked into a zone beforehand where I kind of review my notes, review what I want to talk about, because so much of my career is just winging it, you guys. I got to be honest. The times that I've really been shining, you know, like if on my Conan appearances or my specials or the roasts, that is like I've worked so hard. I've given a lot of forethought. And other things I just don't give as much forethought to. I don't plan ahead. I kind of just wing it. And it's fun to do that and it works out. But I just learned from doing Bob's show today that I was like, oh, I wish I would have brought a little bit more to it. So what I'm going to do now tonight is create a document in my Google Docs that is just quarantine jokes, topics, things to talk about in interviews during this time. And I should have started this document a long time ago, but I did with the Bill Maher appearance. I wrote down a ton of jokes that I didn't use on that appearance because it didn't end up being like a jokey joke fest. But then I'm doing Conan coming up and I have a week and a half to prepare for it. And I really want to do a good job on it and be really funny throughout it while also being really real and So I'm really trying to think about, like, what do I want to say about this time? What is my unique experience? How can I approach this comedically in, like, a very unique way? And I don't know what that is yet. You know, it's something to do with the irony of there's some sadness in being about to be 36 and living with my parents. I'm obviously aware of that and talked about that a lot. But there's something else to it that is just, I just need to look at it from a different lens. And there's going to be a lot of funny to mine from it. I think I'm just so in it that I acknowledge it's hilarious that I'm singing karaoke alone during the day to no one while my mom makes lunch in the next room. And my dad is selling awnings door to door. Not door to door, but he, like, goes to people's homes and sells them awnings from social distance. He sold two today. He's quite impressive. But yeah, my dad will be, like, doing a guitar lesson on YouTube in one room. He takes them. He doesn't, or, you know, he'll be watching a video and learning a new lick. And my mom will be, like, roasting mushrooms. And I'm like, are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Which I think is a very appropriate song for this time of crisis. But that's funny. Now, there's got to be more in there that is funny. Like, that wouldn't be enough for me to just tell Conan. Like, I'm going to have to take that and really refine it and be like, yeah, Conan, I got a karaoke machine because I wasn't able to perform stand-up every night. I tried to do stand-up at first, but my parents refused to stick to the 2-drink minimum. I mean, there's a joke. The fact that I tried to start a comedy club with my parents and they heckled too much and got thrown out and banned from the comedy club, my living room comedy club, the first night, my mom got banned and demanded that she use a Groupon, which I was like, come on, mom. Yeah, so there's something there that already is. See, this is what I have to do. I just have to talk it out, and there I find the jokes. But if I don't, if I just rely on being like, oh, I'll just be charming, I can just tell the story when I think about it. Like, no, you got to give it some thought. So I wish I would have done that for Saget's, but instead we got in just to some real fun areas that I probably wouldn't have expected. And then later on, I did an interview with Joe Buck, who, if you don't know, is a legendary sports broadcaster, son of... you know who, fuck, who's his dad? Jack Buck, that's right. I was like, is he Joe Buck Jr.? So Joe Buck is, I'm looking at his Wikipedia. He's won Sports Emmy Awards. I mean, he's so prolific. He's a fucking legend. And I know him best because I don't know the world of sports. I'm obviously from St. Louis, so he's, a Cardinals guy. I guess he was, I don't really know if they're definite, like, oh yeah, Buck called play-by-play for the... affiliate of the Cardinals, whatever. He's a Cardinals guy. He's from St. Louis, and he's just a St. Louis legend. And as another St. Louis legend like myself, I love talking to him. I was nervous to talk to him. I've heard him on Howard Stern. That's how I know him. He's really funny and just, like, honest and cool. He's so cool. That's the thing about St. Louisans, like, the famous ones. They reek of coolness. Like, Joe Buck's fucking cool as shit. And I got interviewed by him today. They're doing some kind of benefit for people who are the frontline workers. And so Joe Buck, I think from downtown St. Louis, like, zoomed with me, and he was talking about how he's like, aren't you tired of these? And I'm like, yeah, thank you for letting me say that I am. I just got off of one with Bob Saget for fucking 90 minutes. And now I've got to do, you know, I'm not even doing my radio show this week. We're off this week, and so that's 2 hours of broadcasting I'm not doing, and I'm still exhausted. So I'm really got to manage the schedule a bit better. He's like, yeah, you just agree to do these things over and over. Even Bob Saget and I were talking about, like, everyone's asking you to do everything, and so my schedule is packed with appearances, and I gotta stop, because I really want to spend time focusing on, you know, like I said, refining these the finer. Like, I don't have the energy to sit down and come up with jokes for Conan when I've been talking all day to people. I just don't. But why am I complaining that I'm getting to do these fun interviews? Anyway, it was a really good interview with Bob, really good interview with Joe. And then I another interview with a lovely lady for another half hour. What was her name? Kelsey. She listens to the podcast. She's awesome. She does these shows for Maria Menounos' company, Oh, Kelsey Meyer. Hi, Kelsey Meyer. I know you're listening. After Buzz TV, I did an interview with her today live on YouTube. It was so fun. She listens to the podcast, so she like asked all questions about me singing and living with my parents and birds. It was really fun. I do love birds. I saw a dead bird on my run just now, and it was so beautiful. Have you ever seen just like a fallen bird and just stared at it and seen how cute it is? They're so freaking cute. Even when they're dead, they just look like they're sleeping. I love them so much. Honestly, I realize that I say hi to birds all the time. Like if I just see one and it kind of looks at me, I always go, hi, hi. And it's not like it's ever responded to that. It doesn't work. None of these birds want to be my friends, but that is how I talk to birds. Hi, hello. That looks like they all are just like, hi. They just look at you like they cock their little heads. It's so cute. My mom's taking CBD. Someone sent me CBD oil, so that was really nice. Thank you to that guy from Eaton Hemp. Eat on Hemp. My mom's CBD, using a little dropper, squirting a little in her mouth, letting it sit for 30 seconds. She was so excited about this CBD. So excited. And I was like, Like it was the answer to her prayers. You know, she suffers with like headaches and hip pain and shoulder pain and fucking every pain in the world. I'm trying to get her to read the book that I recommend everyone with body pain called Healing Back Pain, in which I need to read that book because my Achilles tendon is 100% in my head. It hurts right where my Achilles is. It's inflamed. All the things are there, but I know it's emotional. That is where all of my angst about my uncertainty in life, it's all going to my Achilles. And the pain is worse than the injury. So I'm making it worse by babying it. It's all in the book, Healing Back Pain, Dr. John Sarno. However, my mom is reading the book, but she got this new CBD oil and she is so excited and was just like over the moon, like acting like it was going to heal her. And like really the most hopeful I've ever seen her about her pain. Just by this getting a little thing of CBD. And I go, why are you so excited? If you thought that CBD could cure you, like as much as you're thinking now, why wouldn't you have bought this already? This is legal. There's literally is a store a mile away, less than a mile away, called like CBD Express. And it has oil. Why? And you've known about this. And she's like, because you got it for free. And I'm like, that's the family I come from, is that they would rather just be in pain than pay $32 for a tincture. They would rather just be in pain. But now my mom, literally, because she's like excited about it, I bet the placebo effect will kick in. So whether or not this shit works, she's going to believe that it's going to work. And it's all because it's free. I got anything I want her to like adopt into her life, I should just make free and then she'll do it. You know? I guess there's nothing really else. I just want her to be out of pain. It's so hard to see your parents in pain. And I really get like, my dogs are barking so much because I'm getting a UPS delivery right now, or like a FedEx. My assistant is sending me more clothes because I don't have summer clothes. I wasn't prepared to be on the road when I left for 3 months, but here I am. Anyway, my mom's doing CBD. Someone wrote me that I might have ADHD, and I, you know what? I don't doubt it. You know, a lot of people actually have written that to me and said that they think maybe I could have adult ADHD, and I've just never related to that. Yes, Adderall works for me really well. A low dose of it makes me very focused and like feel alive and all the things that a amphetamine makes you feel, but I don't know if that means it works. So someone said, this is weird. First of all, They wrote to me a while ago and I didn't reply to it, but it was of me on a treadmill. I was training Andrew. This is nearly a year ago. And I used to train Andrew on the treadmill and do these like intense workouts. It was so fun. No, it wasn't fun, but it was fun after, you know, you feel so good. Working out is never fun. It's only fun after. This person wrote, drop your workout routine, !! So I don't know if I should trust this advice because they yelled at me before to drop my workout routine, but maybe they were onto something. Maybe I did need to drop that. It was excessive. So then, last night at 2:22 AM, I get from the same person nearly a year after their first DM. This is weird, but after listening to you for so long, I think the reason for all your idiosyncratic tendencies that you think are just parts of who you are might actually be ADHD. I don't know why I said it like ADHD. Like, it's high definition. I know that's like a lame joke, but I did say it like that. I studied the human brain and it might be it. I don't know that anyone that studied the human brain, like, really just says I studied the human brain. I feel like this guy took one course in college called, like, the human brain, understanding what we know. And it was like a 101. And he probably knows the quadrants of the brain. I don't know if there's quadrants, but he knows. Let me tell you what I know about the brain. If you made me say everything I know about the brain, I would say there's an amygdala. There is a hypothalamus. There's a, where's the reptilian part? The one that's like, there's another one. God damn it. There's a frontal lobe. There's different lobes. There's, you know, neurons firing off. All I know is that, like, someone can have a steel rod go through their brain and they could still live and function and just have one slight character, like, defect. Like, it's like they can have a legit one guy, like, had a pole go through his head and then he just, like, couldn't smell, you know, bacon anymore. And it's like, oh, that whole part of your brain was just to smell cooked meats. Speaking of cooked meats, my mom's making a fucking octopus tonight, and I've had to see this thing from the frozen block it arrived in, and it said octopus on it. It said, like, whole octopus, and I was like, that is a whole being that, like, grew to that big size. It's big, too. I'm just like, oh, my God. So much went into making this beautiful creature, a creature in which if you saw in an aquarium, you'd be like, oh, my God, look at it. You'd watch it. You would study it. You would stop at the aquarium to be like, look at it. And it would change color and have a personality. And it's just in this disgusting block with this wrapper around it. Like, how sad this creature. This is where it ends up. I mean, I'm glad it's going to nurture my mom's wounded body. But I'm also like, this beautiful thing is now just being thawed out. And it's just like the slimy goop in on a shelf. And then I saw it in the refrigerator, and I just didn't even want it next to my lettuces and my vegetables. I was like, I don't want this thing's air getting, like, a dead animal. Just, it's, you wouldn't put, like, a dead, you wouldn't want anything near a dead thing except if it's food. Like, why? I don't want my lettuces near death. So then this poor dead octopus is thrown into the water. Then it's boiling. Then it kind of looks like an octopus again. And it was just, like, seeing how beautiful this creature was. And it just was disappointing. Like, octopuses are smart as shit. They, like, pick the Super Bowl winners. You know, there's that, like, one octopus that's, like, knows shit. I really don't believe that, but they do. Octopuses can, like, crawl in tiny spaces and figure out math problems, and they really are so intelligent. I'm gonna remind my parents of it the whole time that they sit and eat. But anyway, someone diagnosed me as ADHD is my point. Is that what I was on to? And I wanted to take a quiz with you guys. But this podcast has already run out of time. Classic ADHD. Oh, the first question of the ADHD quiz is, did this take you 5 minutes between pulling it up and attempting it because you were talking about octopuses? I'll answer yes to that. So stay tuned for the rest of this quiz on the next episode of Who Wants to Have an Adderall Prescription? Celebrity Edition. No, I'll talk to you tomorrow on the podcast. I plan on doing one. I cannot wait. I'll try to get it out earlier. You guys are the best. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the DMs. I'll continue to receive them. Squirt, squirt, geobuck.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.